Greetings, heroes. My name is Medivus, and today there is a short rant just ahead for you, and it's about Rory not being useless. People say Rory is useless and a waste of energy, and that's true-ish, but it's not the whole truth. The point I'm seeing here is that Rory is way, way worse than useless. Because it's not like a black surface, right? So think about it, you have a light source, and then you have a black room. The light will still be in the room, so if Rory was useless, it would be that black wall. But it is not. Instead, what it is a wall painted in Vanta Black, I think it's called. You know, this super black that makes it look like it's a black hole. And that stuff completely absorbs the light that exists. So if you have a Vanta Black room, even with the light inside, it stays dark. Or way darker than a normal black room, I guess. Because the color is so dark that it absorbs the light and doesn't let it bounce anywhere back at you or anything. It's really fucking terrifying. And that's what Rory is. Not only does it reduce the light you see, it absorbs it and takes away the chances of good things. What do I mean by that? For example, in a relationship, how often have you seen it happen, or maybe have it done yourself, where somebody got so worried about their partner cheating or something like that, that they try to prove it no matter what. They're like, no, I'm sure my Rory is completely driving me. I'm sure they're cheating. So I'm not going to break their trust. I'm going to stalk them. I'm going to look through their shit. I'm going to maybe accuse them more than once, usually. I'm going to, I don't know, go behind their back and talk to all their friends and stuff like that. And then by doing that, they ruin the relationship and completely fuck up the good thing they had. And that's exactly what Rory does. Same in jobs. The what if I'm not good enough for this position usually keeps you away from even trying to get the position. So it's not about the Rory like slowing you down or anything. The Rory is taking away a huge part of what could be there. And it's in so many areas. As I say, relationships, your job, your self-improvement. What if I can't keep the rate down? Or what if I get sick and have to stop working out again? Or what if I hurt myself doing this basic ass push-up? Well, if you think like that, there can't be anything positive coming from it, because it's completely soaked up by that worry. And there are legitimate reasons to be worried or to act on a worry thought. If you're in front of a train, you know, closing your eyes won't remove the train. It's still gonna hit your fucking face and splatter you all around, which is not a nice view. A friend of mine saw that happen to a cow. Not a nice picture, don't you? So, in that case, Rory is a pretty good thing, but it's not just Rory. It's Rory plus there's actually something there. In most cases, in our time, at least in the Western beautiful world where we have way too much time to worry about shit, it's not something real. It's a fake. It's something that's just in our head, like a nightmare or a shadow from our past that is haunting us and trying to drain the life that we could have by overshadowing it with this cold grip. And I don't think there's a direct antidote to that. I personally count on hope, because if you have really hope and trust and faith, and it doesn't matter if that's in like your own skill or your God or, I don't know, maybe your family. In some cases, it's like the family. They know their brothers will always be there, or their mother will help them out of the, you know, garbage dump they ended up in. Even that is enough, because knowing, and it's never really known, right? Hope and faith and trust, those are not knowing. It's I know, in quotation marks. that alone is so much brighter than even the dark Rory that it will push it away more and more. And usually what you will find is that the people who Rory the most, they don't trust in anything, especially not themselves. And I know it's a meme, for example, when something really bad happens, that Christians usually say they are praying for you or they're praying for the victims. That's not about the action of praying. That's about the hope and faith that is behind that in their soul that keeps the worry at bay. Because, and that's the reality, let me tell you, because I have been there, if something bad happens to you, or if multiple bad things happen, hit after hit after hit for years, and you don't have that hope, then it's really easy to jump in front of that car or do some other stupid shit to get out of it. But if you can keep a tiny little bit of hope, even if it's just the tiniest bit, or in most cases, what also helps, responsibility that you fully and mindfully accept it, then those things will keep the bad shit at bay. Because it's something else. It's not you that is on the track that's in the spotlight. It's something else that's behind you that you need to stand up for. Or that is standing up for you. You know, that's a dynamic that's twofolded. And that will just help you, you know, stay afloat. And Rory is pretty much the opposite of that. Worries and fears and phobias. Phobias, you know, they go a level deeper. Although, my opinion, a lot of them are based in something that's kind of real. But, you know, we can argue about that. Anyway, you have in both cases something unreal that influences reality by being so much more vibrant, either vibrant light or vibrant dark, that it's just overpowering what really happens. And as I said, again, gotta point that out because people always get on my case if I bring this up. There are situations where real shit is really bad and you really have a reason to worry. But if that ever happens, then that's also the point where you have to kick your own ass and dig yourself out of that ditch and do your fucking best. Even if you don't want to, especially if you don't want to. Like right now, I decided to do more content again, you know, like this podcast. And I'm going to do YouTube again. Maybe I'll start streaming again. We'll see about that because I also need to, you know, find more projects to code on and make money. But I want to do that. And at the same time, I'm worried. Because firstly, I haven't spoken as much English as before. I haven't recorded in forever. I haven't done a solo dialogue in forever. I was so long out of the game that I don't know what's like the important stuff right now for the algorithms and what's hip, what the kids like, the type of content. You know, there are a lot of worries around that. And it almost kept me from starting. It almost kept me away from it. But well, two things happened, more or less. For one, I started telling people about it, about doing those things, even with a worry in my head. Because that puts chips on the table. That's, hey, pay attention, I will do this. And if you don't, firstly, you feel bad because you lied to them and to yourself. And secondly, you have people who are like, hey, you said you were going to do that. What's up with that? When's that coming? You lazy ass bum. Move your shit here. Go on. Get a move on. And the second thing that happened, and that's probably not that, you know, copyable, I guess, could say. I got the coof. Ta-da! So I'm feeling like shit right now. And I'm someone who is really stupid. I don't know, that's why I always play tanks in video games, so I get hit a lot. I'm someone who, when things are okay and you could really be moving forward, I don't move. I'm not moving at all. I just enjoy where I am at that point, and I get really complacent and really lazy. And I know that's bad, but you know, I'm working on it. You don't change that shit overnight. So that's just me. But now that I got sick and, you know, it's not world-ending sick. It's like a really bad, no other infection. So I feel like a truck hit me. I have a very annoying cough. And my entire body is sore. Like, I just worked out for a straight week. It's a real fun combination, Tanya. But that annoyed me so much to the point where I was like, fuck it, tonight, in the middle of the night, at 2 a.m., I sat down. First, I recorded a YouTube video, and now we're recording this. So maybe, not this specific case, but maybe you can find something like that in your life. A point where you can use a dual motivation technique to get past worries and past the not moving part. So one, give yourself something positive and public where people will say, hey, you actually did that. You tell, it doesn't need to be super public, like tell your girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband, tell your mother or father or brother, sister, I don't know, a good friend. Just tell anyone, hey, I think about doing this. And then you go more specific. You're like, I'm going to do this like from next month on, or I'm going to do this over the next 3 months, something like that. And then on the other hand, find something bad that you're so pissed off of that you don't have time for worry anymore, that you have to just get moving. Might be a thing of pride, like with me, I'm, especially in this case, I was like, no. I told everybody I was going to do this, like, for the November I would start. And then 3 days before, I get the coup, and I'm suddenly tired and would have all the excuses in the world to not record shit. So I made a compromise. Like, I'm not using a camera right now because I look like shit, and that's honestly how you feel. But I'm doing it, and that's the important part. So I guess there are like 3 points, not only two, you can do. But yeah, the point of the point of the point, as with all my rants in this case, is once again, worry is not only useless, it's way worse than that. Because worry and fear, which are unreal and based in like just bullshit that is made up in your head without any tangible proof or actual danger, takes away not only what is already there, but what could be there. And then secondly, the antidote, as always, are responsibility and hope or faith. You have to know the good things that are ahead of you. You have to know what you're doing them for or who you're doing them for. It could be, I don't know, what motivated me at times is thinking about the woman I will hopefully one day meet and the children I will hopefully one day have, you know? So I can't be a 200 kilo dude that made his last project and money like 5 years ago. Because if I get to that point, those people would be really fucked. Before that, and, you know, I had my grandma who I was taking care of. And that's what you need. You need something or someone to fight for. Because that's how we humans are made. Usually people see that more in men, because men are programmed to jump in front of the tiger to save the rest of the group. But women are the same way, just a little bit different. They will jump in front of the tiger, not for the entire group, but a second line of defense for the children. It's how we are coded. And having something greater than life than a person standing behind that as a second layer, like your god or whatever you believe in, that will push it even further. And that's how you end up with situations where like a few hundred people stop thousands from killing the Pope, who knows how many years ago, or the Spartans, you know, all those stories. And there are stories like that in bigger scale and smaller scale. And it always comes down to the same thing. Of course, they had worries somewhere hidden away, but they saw the light that could be there, and they were like, nah, We're not going to go for those worries. We want to see if that lie that I see back there is actually real. And if I just do what I think is right, I will get there. And that's, in conclusion, why worry is not fucking useless. It's way worse than that. And if I see you worrying too much, I will probably slap you a little and tell you to think of something better instead. Thank you all for listening. I'm Medeus, and, you know, as always, keep on adventuring. Bye-bye.